The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Morning, welcome along to Tom Queeley's Racing Podcast. Today we're going to be looking ahead to a bumper Saturday of action. We're going to be looking at two races each from Ascot, York and Newmarket. It's King George Day at Ascot and it promises to be a cracker. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by Tom Queeley. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Hi, Alex.
How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Not too bad. I mentioned there, it really is a really good day's action because not only is Ascot sort of the feature meeting, if you like, but York and Newmarket have got really strong cards, haven't they?
Oh, there's cracking supporting cards all around the country today. You've got a host of good races on offer, a host of big fields, so you're going to get that extra bit of each way value. A lot to get stuck into, and hopefully we can find a few winners.
Certainly. Fingers crossed, anyway. We'll kick things off with the 3:15. We'll go to Ascot first, and it is the International, a Heritage Handicap over 7 furlongs. Just the 29 go to post, so this one should be fairly easy for you, Tom. What do you fancy here?
Yeah, there's lots to look at here. The one that makes most appeal straight away on paper is probably Queensbury Rules, who ran very well. He was only just touched off in the Britannia, so he clearly acts on the course. Ryan Moore on board. He's got 8 stone 9, and he makes obvious appeal. Obviously, the draw is going to have a big bearing on it, 22. I can't see that being a major hindrance. Another one at a slightly bigger price, so I'm going to tentatively go with, is probably Redverse for Ed Vaughan. And just this horse, he's got course and distance form. Trip is no problem to him whatsoever. And I think he'll run a good race. Another one who acts well at the course of the horse, and I normally ride, is excellent guest. I think if he bounces back to anything like his best, then he could give you a run for your money. But I'm going to take a chance on Redverse. As I said, he's a course and distance winner, and he loves it around Ascot.
Okay, good stuff. The next race that we'll look at is the 3:50 from Ascot. It is the feature race of the day, the King George VI and Queen Elizabeth Stakes. It's a Group 1 over a mile and a half. This looks at a pretty decent opportunity for Cirrus de Zeglers, but what do you make of the race?
Yeah, it certainly does. He acts at the course, and he certainly sets the standard. He's got a nice draw, just in on the fence there. Christoph Soumillon gets on with him very well, and if you were to follow him, he's given supporters of his a good run for his run for the money down through the past few seasons. Novelist, the German Raider, has got the assistance of Johnny Marta on board. Ekdeham will run his race. Hillstar has been supplemented, so that's another one you'd have to stick into the equation. I believe there's been money for Trading Leather, and apparently he's improved since he won it at the car in the Irish Derby. So Jim Bulger, he doesn't take horses over to doesn't take them anywhere for the fun of it. So I'm going to take a chance on Trading Leather, a slightly bigger price, so you might even get a bit of each way value. So I'd take a chance on Trading Leather, certainly being in the frame.
Okay, Trading Leather, the Bulger horse, available at 11-2 this morning with William Hill, is Tom's pick in the King George. Right, we'll now move to York, Tom, and we'll look at the 2:55, which is the York Stakes. It's a Group 2 contest over a mile, 2.5 furlongs. And Mukadram was desperately unlucky last time, probably wouldn't have beaten Al-Kazim, but was obviously hampered. A lot was made of that. But can he gain compensation here?
He certainly can. It's noteworthy that Paul Hannigan has chosen to go to York to ride him in, as opposed to going to Ascot to ride in the King George. Mukadram, he sets the standard. This has sort of been the plan to drop down to a Group 2 company to get his confidence up, and he'll be seen probably back most likely in Group 1 company in the very near future. It's just a nice opportunity for him. the likes of Wigmore Hall at a bigger price could chase him home. But I think it's a fairly straightforward task for McCadram, and I would look beyond him.
Okay then. The 330 then from York is the Dash over 6 furlongs. And this looks a bit of a lottery, to be honest, Tom. What are your eyes drawn to here?
Yeah, Kamula wasn't beaten far at the Royal Meeting, and he would make obvious appeal straight away. Prodigality right up the top. He hasn't run his best the latest twice, but at the distance, if you bounce back to his best, he can give you a run for your money at a slightly bigger price. Mississippi is another one who's drawn two for David Byrne. David has a good record here on the nails, Meyer, so I'd maybe take a chance in Mississippi and a slightly bigger price. You're probably going to get a little bit each way of value. I'm going to go with the Paul Mulrennan ridden Mississippi.
Okay then, David Byrne's Mississippi, the pick in the 330 from York. And finally, we will move on to Newmarket. You ride there today, Tom, and we're going to look at two races there. The first is the 320. It's a Phillies handicap over 7 furlongs. And if we're being honest, this looks a pretty hot race for the grey, doesn't it?
It certainly does. There's some nice types in there, and there's a lot of improvers who are going on to much better ones. An interesting one is Plover for Sir Michael Stout. She's only got the 3 runs to her name. She won one on the all weather, and then went on to finish fourth on her handicap debut at Sandown. So she's an interesting daughter of Oasis Dream. It's got the assistance of James Doyle on board. I ride Python Door here for Ray Guest. Ray's horses are in excellent form at the moment. This filly's been in the form of her life. She's, of course, a distance winner. She's very versatile as regards tactics. She's made all. She can be ridden anyway, really. So I'd take a chance on her each way. She's got a... as I said, she's got a fair chance. But I'd be keeping an eye on Plover as my main danger.
Okay then, and the final race that we will look at today is the 355 from Newmarket. It's a handicap race over 6 furlongs. Secondo was mightily impressive last time out. You write Robot Boy for David Barron, but there's a lot in here with pretty strong claims. What are your thoughts on the race?
Yeah, I like Roger Charlton's runner, Secondo, who's in good heart this year, the son of Saki Secret. He was consistent as a 2-year-old, and he's doing things nicely. It's much better company today, though, so it remains to be seen how he'll fare out. But he's a very progressive type, and he might just be capable of better again. Midnight Flower is another one who's got form at the track and remains a good heart. I'm on board Robot Boy, I ride Robot Boy here, who's disappointed a little bit last time at the July meeting. He was beaten a few lengths, but prior to that he won a nice race at Windsor in the hands of Jamie Spencer that day. Obviously his choice of the race is Burning Blaze, so you'd have to take note of that. But Robot Boy is one that could run well at an each way price. Gold Hunter represents top connections, and he'd have to be respected also. But I'm going to take a chance on Burning Blaze. I think it's noteworthy that Jamie has chosen the Kevin Ryan runner.
Okay then, Burning Blaze in the 355 at Newmarket for Tom. Okay, thanks very much for your time, Tom. Good luck with those picks, and good luck with all your rides today.
Thanks very much, and great to speak to you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.